The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Can the vaccine damage the brain? Are people still dying from the vax? These are questions that everyone should be asking. And I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I never do. I don't take into account what people want to hear. I couldn't do my show if I worried about what people thought about the things that I present, or if I worried about how it's going to be taken, or I worry about, should I do it this way to get more people to be liking the video? Or I don't take any of that stuff into account. I let the chips fall where they may, and God can sort all that out. All I'm here to do is give the truth, regardless of what people want to hear, including myself. I have to do sometimes shows and deal with things and say things I don't even want to say. This is not a joke. I'll say things on my show that I don't even want to say. And I'll say, but it's the truth and it has to be said. And others won't do it. Things that I know, you know, really make people upset. It's not like I'm in the business of, let me see how many people I can tick off so that they'll never watch my video ever again. That's not usually how this stuff works. But if you are doing this kind of thing, you can't worry about the way people react. You have to know that for every person that gets mad at you, there'll be someone else who appreciates that you gave the truth. And the people who appreciate the truth will become very loyal, hopefully. I don't know. Usually it does. Anyways, the point is I'm going to give you the truth, and I'm not going to wait around. Look, this isn't to suck you in. I'm going to give you the answer right now if you're new, and I think most of you already know the answer. Yes, the vaccine can cause damage to the brain as far as we know. There seems to, because we know that the lipid nanoparticles have broken the blood-brain barrier and can. They're designed to do so. And we have seen with imagery. I gave you shows where, I'm going blank on which doctor presented it, but the damage to the brain from the COVID spike protein. I don't think this is common, okay? So don't go, I'm scaremongering people. I don't think the brain damage is a common thing, that the COVID, the spike protein getting to the brain. I don't think that that's common. I think that's very uncommon. I hope. If it was common, obviously it would be way noticeable in society. And so therefore it's not. So this is probably one of the severe side effects. But what about the other question? Are people still dying from the vax? Absolutely. How do we know that? We still have massive excess death. And if the vaccine damages people's immune system, which has been proven beyond any doubt that it does damage people's immune systems, whether people's immune systems fully recover, most likely not. That's the truth. I know that's not what you want to hear, because most people who are watching this probably have been vaxxed. Most likely not. I'm hoping, I've always hoped that it damaged and then your immune system, because God makes our bodies wonderful, can recover to hopefully maybe 80%. For a lot of you, if you've been vaccinated once, which is a lot better than being below 50% or something. But I think the more you get vaxxed, the more you damage your immune system, the more likely you're going to get hit with something and die, and it will never be written off as the vaccine is killing you. That's the beauty of Dr. Fauci studying AIDS his whole career. They basically made a bioweapon that acts like AIDS. What they wanted to do, this is what I think. I think they wanted to make a bioweapon that acts like AIDS, but is airborne. COVID-19 clearly was airborne. And they wanted something to act like AIDS and do the damage to people's immune systems, but it's not a blood disease. It's an airborne virus. And I don't think it had the success. I think it failed. I think COVID-19 is not what... Let me put it this way. If it had success, they would have never released it on purpose, is what I mean. If they were developing this in the lab as a bioweapon, what they were really trying to do is see if they could develop a bioweapon that's like AIDS, that could be airborne. If they had true success in that, they would not release that. The reason why they would not release that is because it could get to them, right? I mean, they still want to develop weapons and stuff that they would never release for some reason. I don't know. But it would be stupid to release something like that that you can't control would hit you. So then I think the game plan changed. Well, as we're studying to see if we can do this, if we can just do a control, then we could get it in people's blood by a vaccine. We'll tell people that a vaccine can cure an airborne virus. Vaccines can't cure airborne viruses. It's literally impossible. Plus, this is gene therapy, not a vaccine. But no vaccine can stop an airborne virus. They can't do that because your immune system is two different ones. You have the digestive and respiratory tract immune system, and then you have the blood immune system. And they're putting it in your blood immune system, which will not help with an airborne virus, okay? So I think they realize, though, but if we scare people with an airborne virus, then we can do the AIDS bioweapon, a synthetic, something that would damage the immune system like AIDS, because they studied AIDS and were fascinated by it. Some people say AIDS was developed in a lab. I don't know. I'm not going to go down there. It doesn't matter. The point is we know for sure COVID-19 was developed in a lab, and we know that it does damage the immune system, and we know it is not the same as AIDS, but it does do what AIDS does. So... damaging the immune system. I'm unsure where all the similarities are, and I'm not sure where the differences are between COVID-19 vaccine and AIDS in terms of damaging the immune system. There's clearly differences. I don't know. But it's a perfect bioweapon if you can scare people. Get them to do it because they realize, like with AIDS, you don't really die of AIDS. You can live years and years and years. And then something hits you that your immune system can't handle, and then you die. Perfect bioweapon for depopulating the planet, especially if you don't want people to know that you're depopulating the planet because you damage people's immune systems. People can live for years and years and years. Then something hits them, they die, and they think it's the thing that hit them, and it's not because they'll never be diagnosed as, well, your immune system's been destroyed. Although, everyone who's gotten the vaccine, I'm diagnosing you right now because the science is out. You do have some damage to your immune system. How bad it is, I don't know. But the diagnosis is, if you took the vaccine, you did damage your immune system unless you got a placebo, and you better hope you got a placebo because they were doing placebos. Lots of people thought they got a vaccine, but they were really getting a placebo. And that was because these punks didn't want, you know, tons and tons of people just to drop dead just in case that were to happen. We only are going to give a certain percentage of the high dose of the vaccine. And then a lot of people were getting sugar water. I gave you all the reports of all the placebos that were given out that then they kept getting caught that were happening at CVS all around different states. I showed how placebos, and people were finding out, wait, I thought, and they were, at the time, these people were upset. What? I didn't really get the vaccine? I got sugar water? What? They were super upset that they didn't get it. The opposite reaction should have been, they should have been, oh my gosh, thank goodness. Thank goodness I only got a placebo. I'm sure that would be, and I'm sure a lot of people are hoping, and you might have, and you will never know, probably. But a lot of you might have gotten a placebo, thank goodness. And I'm not just saying that. This is not me saying that, oh, well, see, by saying that, then you can cover your tracks of why things look the way they... No. This is real. We've shown it. Just go look at all my past shows and search them, and you'll see we've been on this for such a long time. So can the vaccine damage the brain? There's been plenty of evidence that it can. I don't think it's very common, but I do want to give you this article about it. It's from the expose. What's the COVID jab doing to the brain? That's the name of the article. It is by Rhonda Wilson of the Exposé and Dr. Vernon Coleman as well. So take a listen.
What's the COVID jab doing to the brain? A year ago, on 13th of December 2021, I explained why I feared that those had received the COVID-19 jab might suffer brain damage. That fear was real. I now believe that many of those who have been jabbed with the toxic COVID-19 junk are brain damaged. I believe their brain damage explains their seemingly bizarre behavior. By Dr. Vernon Coleman, it has been established that there is much that no one yet knows about the COVID-19 jabs. The eagerness of the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency in the UK to license a product about which information appeared to be lacking has never been adequately explained. We do know, however, that, as I was the first to reveal, the MHRA received a huge sum of money from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which has financial links with jab producers such as Pfizer. As far as the effect on the brain is concerned, the big question is, can the lipid nanoparticles carry the mRNA jab across the blood-brain barrier? The blood-brain barrier is a semi-permeable barrier of cells which prevents some substances in the blood from crossing into the protective fluid around the central nervous system. It is vital to know if this happens, because if it does, then all bets are off as to what might happen to the brain. And after all, liquid nanoparticles are already used to deliver other drugs across the blood-brain barrier. If the LNPs carry the mRNA jab into the brain, then the neurons, the brain cells, might be marked as foreign by the body's immune system. And as more booster jabs are given, the problem will get worse. The worry is that brain cells might be targeted and killed by cytotoxic T cells. It has now been established that mRNA has been found in all human tissues except the kidney.
Hold on, let me hold it there. They know that they have found, and we know the spike protein has gotten to the brain, and there have been plenty of videos of people acting really bizarre, turning their head really slowly, swatting, and then collapsing and shaking, and you can tell something is happening to their brain. And these bizarre events were not really seen before the vaccine, so we can only conclude the vaccine is causing them, because after the vaccine, these things are happening all over the place and being caught on security video cameras. There's been truck drivers that started doing that, crashing, caught on video of their camera in their truck. I've played this stuff for you. So the motorcycle drivers, and usually in foreign countries is where you see this the most, is these videos. And then having that and collapsing while they're driving the motorcycle and crashing. But it's clear something is happening to their brain. Do I think this is super common? No. But is it happening? Yes. And I can't ignore this stuff, because I know that a lot of people who watch this video have been vaccinated. And to make you feel better, I could not do shows like this and say, don't worry, it could never happen to you. I wish I could tell you it could never happen to you. I can tell you, I don't think it's likely to happen to you. I think it's unlikely. But if you've been vaccinated, that risk is real. What the percentage of the risk is, I don't know, but you do have a risk. Still, to this day, the long-term effects of COVID jabs of the vaccine, we have no idea. Other than we know that the immune system has been damaged, the best thing would be that I'm wrong and that people's immune systems completely recover 100%. We have not seen any evidence that that's true. But I can't say that I can prove 100% that the immune system will stay damaged forever. I can't prove that either. But the fact that this acts so similar to AIDS, that they would call it VADS, that's why the term VADS came about. If it is similar to AIDS, then the immune system will be permanently damaged. AIDS damages your immune system permanently. I'm not saying you have AIDS of that kind that we know about, but it's almost like it's a synthetic copy. I don't even know. Folks, I wish I could tell you. I really don't know. And I know a lot about the vaccine because I do this for a living and heard lots of doctors, but there's nothing I could ever say at this point yet definitively how much it acts like AIDS. I know it does. I don't know how much. Folks, I hate not giving you answers. So I'm stumbling because I'm a person who likes to tell you, this is what I know. Boom, here, look at this. Boom, boom. I hate when I'm telling you stuff and then I'm like, but I don't know. I hate that. But remember, when we were saying, I don't know how bad myocarditis is going to be, but you could see young people and athletes, if this is true, and they could collapse and die. You might see people drop dead, die suddenly, just out of nowhere. It'll be unexplainable. And we were theorizing, and we were saying, but the facts show that that could happen, and now we know for sure that does happen, and it's happening all over the place. This is a long-term effect. And what I'm telling you is, I'm theorizing. The problem is when we theorize like this and we have some evidence pointing in that direction, when we have that, it almost always comes true. I wish I was wrong for your sake, but like I said, I still think it's highly unlikely that you'll have the brain damage. I think that is a rare situation, and I really hope I'm right on that. A little more from the article, though. Let me pick it up where I left off.
It has been found in heart, lung, liver, testicles, and brain. A Japanese study, for example, showed that the vaccine does end up in the brain. Also worrying is the fact that researchers have called for studies to investigate any relationship between jabs and acute CNS demyelination. How much damage will this do? How long will it take before brain damage can be identified? I don't have the foggiest idea. And nor does anyone else. In a normal experiment with a new drug, doctors would be looking and checking all the possible problems before releasing the drug for widespread use. But the COVID-19 jabs are being rolled out to billions without anyone having the faintest idea what will happen. If you have been jabbed, the first certainty seems to be that the mRNA vaccine will enter your brain. The second certainty is that the more COVID jabs you have, the more dangerous this will be.
Let me pause it there. He's saying that he's certain that it will enter the brain. I've been studying this. I am not certain of that. I don't know why he's certain, because it's found in, well, let me put it this way. If that's true, that doesn't mean it will cause damage. Maybe he's saying it's certain because it goes to like most tissue functions and the spike protein might get to the brain. That doesn't guarantee that there'll be damage to the brain is the way I would put it. Okay. So I don't know. I'm unsure why he says most certainly, because I've not come to that conclusion where everybody who gets the jab most certainly is, you have a high likelihood. I think it's low likelihood it goes to the brain. It will go to the other stuff, but I could be totally wrong. And then he could be totally right. Dr. Vernon Coleman. I don't know. I don't think he knows for sure. But like, even if he's correct on that point that it goes to the brain to most people, again, that's still different than will it cause damage to the brain. That, I would think, makes it a lower percentage. But sadly, only time's going to tell. I'll pick up where we left off.
How many of your brain cells will die is something only time will tell. And children, of course, will be more vulnerable because they are more vulnerable anyway and because they are likely to live longer. Some experts, advisors and regulators will tell you that the risks are small. But how can they know that? And what is small? They told us that the blood clotting problems were small. In my view, having one of these jabs is the equivalent of taking a huge dose of LSD and waiting to see what happens. And hoping that you're not going to end up like Peter Green, for example. And, remember, the COVID-19 jabs don't stop you getting COVID-19 and they don't stop you passing it on. According to the NHS's own guidelines in the UK, you can still get or spread COVID-19 even if you have had 3 jabs. The choice about whether or not to be jabbed should be yours. But governments want to make these jabs compulsory. And doctors, who ought to be ashamed, have now been bribed to inject this junk into babies and infants, who cannot possibly give their consent to taking part in this Mengelian experiment. You can find links to more information on my websites, www.vernoncoleman.com.
All right. And yes, you can go check that out if you want. Let me give you a little more from, but this time from Alex Jones in InfoWars. More information about what's going on out there.
And they're even back saying it's 100% effective. Meanwhile, I have stacks of the fine print from the New England Medical Journal, the British Medical Journal, local doctors reporting what they're seeing. And when they do, they try to take their licenses, that the miscarriages are off the charts. And I actually have government statistics on it directly from the government that we're going to be showing you coming up at the bottom of the hour. So this is a lot bigger than just COVID, a lot bigger than new lockdowns, a lot bigger than just the tens of millions, it's estimated, that have been killed by the deadly shots. And they're now saying, oh, it's a super flu. Oh, it's a new super virus. All these people are dying. And almost all of them have been vaccinated with a system that erases your immune system. You see, the holy grail of these bioweapons they've been developing, Fauci, is heavily connected to the development of HIV. You've done your research. That's definitely a U.S. government bioweapon tied into the depopulationist. Fauci and all these people have been looking for something that kills the immune system. And after one shot, depending on the study, but they're all very similar. They've got them in Canada, the U.S., and in the U.K. that I've seen. The first shot, about half of a certain type of white blood cell that's critical in the immune system get turned off. It's funny. They don't die. They just stop doing their job and just sit there. White blood cells are produced in your bone marrow. They're the policemen, the military. You know, they go around running the checkpoints and gobbling up the pathogens. And the second shot, by the third shot, your white blood cells are basically turned off. Now, HIV did a little something different. It went in and killed T lymphocytes. So there's different types of white blood cells. One white blood cell goes out and trains the other white blood cells on what to do. And so if those key white blood cells get killed, which HIV does, then there's nobody there to train the rest of your blood cells.
As you can see, folks, we're still trying to figure it out. I don't know if everything that Alex Jones is saying we know for sure, but he's right around. Everything is pointing towards this, that the immune system is being damaged. The white blood cells are being instructed basically not to do anything. How widespread that will get, how bad that will be for you if you just got one jab, I don't know. We do know statistically three jabs or more, not good at all. But only time will tell whether we know for sure. We're just giving you what we know now. Here's something that you need to know more than anything else. If there's something you're going to take away from this show, you better listen up, because this is the most important thing you will ever hear. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. If you are freaked out because you've been vaccinated, I apologize. I'm not trying to do that. But you know what? Calm yourself by putting your safety in the hands of Jesus, by repenting and accepting him as your savior, because maybe that freak out will actually save your soul. And that's worth having getting a jab. If getting a jab gets you to turn to Jesus and get saved, then it was worth getting the jab. That is true. I love you guys. See ya! Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.